talking with Keith Tapp, a Kentucky soybean farmer and chairman of the U.S. Soybean Board. And Keith, thanks for talking with me today. Is this your first time up to North Dakota? Exciting time to be in Fargo.
It is my first time. It's one of those bucket lists. I'm trying to make all 50 states now, so I get to mark this one off. But yeah, it's a great state. We've had great weather up until today. We're getting a little moisture, but it's good to be here. Thank you.
And so, Keith, during your remarks this morning to USB members, we heard crop conditions from their respective states, but also from your territory, and it was a little different growing year than what we've been hearing about throughout the United States, correct, in Kentucky?
Right. We had a wet spring. We had tough times getting started, but we had like a two-week window there where we could get in and get corn planted and some soybeans. After that, it's rained pretty much nonstop. It seems like we were able to get the rest of the beans planted in non-favorable conditions, but we are looking pretty good, I mean, compared to a lot of the rest of the country. So I hate to complain too much.
Yep. And I know a lot of frustration centers around the markets and not reflecting the current conditions. You addressed that a little bit. So where does the checkoffs role come into play with these producers that are enduring these difficult times?
Well, the main thing we can do, and all we can do as a checkoff, is just, you know, have a quality bean there ready. We were always working to produce the best bean and have an abundant supply, which we have that, and ready to, you know, hit the marketplace when it's available. We're working in basic markets now. We don't depend on one market to be our, you know, sole purchasers, so that is helping us. We're getting in some states or some countries now that we've not been in before, and as they're growing economically, we're going to, you know, benefit that, you know, from that.
You also had a really cool quote from Winston Churchill, you know, never let a good crisis go wasted. And as we address that type and at this board meeting, we're developing the strategic plan and moving forward. My question is, how does that fit into the development of this 2020 strategic plan, the times that farmers are dealing with right now?
Well, it's like it's a time that we've not seen before. Hope we never see it again. Something equal to that was back in the 80s. But this is different in the respect that it's more severe, but it's also different in the fact that we have a team. We work with ASA, USEC, and then the QSSBs. And going back to what we do at USB, in June we had our value creation framework where we had all the proposals from contractors. We looked at those. We put together what we wanted to invest our, you know, checkoff in. And at this meeting, we will push that goal over the line and set our 2020 budget.
Any final comments, Keith, to bring our conversation full circle?
Just want the farmers out there to know it's tough times, but we are doing everything we can. There's always some exciting things going on, and we're always working to develop new products, seek new markets. So just hang in there. It's going to get better.